It was a moment Thorold city councillors had been waiting for, as the manager of the Canada Games Park took the podium at Tuesday's city council meeting to answer questions and concerns. The Canada Games Park has long been a sore subject in Thorold. Most recently, there have been concerns about unused ice time, as well as access limitations of the running track. While Brock University, St. Catharines and Thorold have a consortium agreement that outlines park operations, it is independent operator ASM Global who takes care of the day-to-day management. Jeff Dixon, who is ASM Global's general manager of the Canada Games Park, appeared at Tuesday's city council meeting to give a presentation that highlighted the features of the park as well as ASM Global's responsibilities. Afterwards, councillors still had many questions and for 45 minutes they grilled Dixon about the details of running the sports facility. Councillor Tim O'Hare kicked off proceedings by asking questions about the frequency rate at which courts and rinks sit empty. "I would say if you come in during the day that there is unused space," answered Dixon. "During prime times we are maximizing, so anything from 5 o'clock onwards I would say that it would be well utilized, especially the arenas with Brock University intramural going until 1 or 2 in the morning." When pressed to give a vacancy rate, Dixon said he could not provide an exact number. However, he did share that there is about 6,000 square feet that currently sits unoccupied on the second floor of the building, but conversations to fill that space are ongoing. Councillor Jim Handley used his time to ask questions about the facility's parking lot, which he says is being used by Brock students who don't use the facility. Dixon said that he's aware of the issue and that a towing company has been contacted to remedy the problem. Councillor Henry D'Angela focused his questions on the park's financials. "I haven't seen any financial numbers," he told Dixon. "All I see is a check or a check requisition. It doesn't give me that warm, fuzzy feeling. I need a little bit more communication and a little bit more data to show me what's happening here." Dixon explained that every year ASM Global puts together a budget that then goes to a finance committee, on which two City of Thorold representatives sit. After the budget is finalized, it eventually ends up with the management committee who approves it. "The rates and fees were set out for us when we arrived for year one and we held them for year two," explained Dixon. "When you're talking about ice time, Thorold had some dedicated time that was allotted to them prior to our arrival and they are working within their time slot. If they cannot fill the time slot, then that would be the underutilized space that the municipality still would have to pay for." Councillor D'Angela voiced his frustration that the city then also has to pay for extra facility use on top of their allotted time slots. "Every time you want to go out to use this facility, there is a charge on it that is already being paid for in the first place," he said. "At the end of the day, the three consortium players are all paying for this stuff. Now we're not getting access and we're paying additionals." Councillor Ken Santance asked about the possibility of hosting more pickleball during the daytime, which Dixon said the organization is already looking into. During his turn, Councillor Anthony Longo came right out of the gate and accused ASM Global of never replying to his emails. He went on to ask about the facility's projected loss for 2023, but Dixon did not have an answer. Councillor Longo questioned the fairness of Brock University having their own dressing rooms, and he bemoaned the vacancy of the sports complex. "I really think there should be some daytime activity," he said. "There are hours upon hours of unused time. People are not aware of what they can do in this building, and to see it sit empty for hours upon hours is not the way we need to go." He asked if the city's proposal to buy time at the running track had been approved yet, but Dixon said he could not speak to that matter. Councillor Nella Decker wondered how to better promote the facility. Dixon said that he hoped Thorold residents would become more aware of the facility as more community events would take place there. Councillor Mike DeDivities said that he thought ASM Global is doing a great job, and Councillor Carmen Darris asked if the facility's employees are unionized, to which Dixon replied that they are not. And with that, the question period came to an end. "I think there were some good suggestions here that you can utilize," concluded Mayor Terry Ugolini. We look forward to having you back on a regular basis as we move forward and work together to utilize this facility.